after all that torture? No, I told you. I knew you weren't listening, said Rebecca. They took them to this pond and then they did the water test. They tied their left thumb to their right big toe and their right thumb to their left big toe. Rebecca tried to demonstrate. She overbalanced on the grass and Mandy cackled, but she still had Sarah's attention. They tied them up in this sort of knot thing and then they threw them in the pond. Splosh! Said Rebecca. And if they sank, they were innocent. If they bobbed up again, then they were guilty and they were taken away and burned. Sarah and Mandy sat still, blinking.
You've got that wrong, said Mandy.
No, I haven't, said Rebecca. But that wouldn't be fair, said Sarah. If you were innocent, you'd sink and so you'd drown anyway.
I know. That's the point, said Rebecca. That's why it was so awful to be a witch.
I wonder how many witches drowned in this very pond, then, said Sarah, leaning forward and staring at the murky water. She scratched her head worriedly and destroyed her new hairstyle.
Look what you've done. You've mucked it up, said Mandy, sighing. Come here and I'll do it again for you.
No, it's all right. I didn't think much of it, actually, said Sarah.